my talk today is on the apparent biological control of the grape leaf rust mite by the stigmata predators Zetzelia moly and Concord grapes. So a little history. In 2005, there were widespread reports of rust mites and leaf bronzing in Washington vineyards in the fall. And there was total crop loss in some Oregon wine grape vineyards. And then in 2006, there were major crop losses in Walla Walla, Washington, 20% to 80% crop loss. Walla Walla is a premier wine growing region in Washington. So this is the mite, the grape leaf rust mite. It's an areophyid, Calyptomeris beatus. It's minute, yellowish, triangular. As it feeds and gets older, it turns almost orangish, spends growing season on leaves, and it overwinters under the bark of the cordon or in the bud. And this is the damage here. The damage occurs in the spring when it starts feeding in the buds on the shoots and the leaves. And it causes this short shoot syndrome. Here, let me get this mouse, sorry. So here's the short shoots here. This is the normal growth here. And it's sort of sporadic throughout some vineyards, but it causes these shortened shoots, no fruit set. And this is a Cabernet vineyard in Walla Walla. And you can see this is normal growth here and here, but you see these short shoots all throughout this vineyard. So the growers were really concerned because, you know, this is Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a big money grape. And it was happening everywhere in Walla Walla. So they were quite frantic. We also work on Concord grapes. They're a juice grape. You get the jams, jellies, the Welch's grape juice. So we were wondering, is there grape leaf rust mite in Concord vineyards? So in the fall of 2006, we sampled 10 vineyards in the Yakima Valley. That's where the major Concords are grown. And we found them on every vineyard. But you see here, this vineyard looks, this mouse doesn't work so hot. Looks great. See, there's no short shoots. You know, this is a mid-season. Around June and July. So why are no crop losses reported in Concord vineyards? There's no bronzing here. There's good cluster set. These are the grapes. There's no short shoots. This is around May where you would see that zigzag growth and you would not have these buds forming here, these bunches of grapes. And the leaves look great. Here again, there's long lengths between the nodes of the vine. Russeting. So we looked at predator mites, of course, and the Concord grapes have high numbers of Zetzelia moly. And Concord grapes also have more phytoseeds than wine grapes. So here's Zetzelia moly, these golden mites here. That's a mealybug, not a rust mite. So they're smaller and slower than the phytoseeds. They overwinter as adults under bark or in the buds, and there's been observed winter feeding in Ontario by White and Lang in 1977 at 5 degrees Celsius. Zetzelia moly is a well-documented predator of apple rust mite and pear rust mite. And here's some more of those aggregations we find. This is a bud. You just peel back the bud scale and you find these high numbers of Zetzelia moly. And I circled some phytoseeds you find too. That's Typhlodromus caudagens. And then we also looked at the spray program. The spray program for grape leaf rust mite and wine grapes is sulfur spray at Woolly Bud in the 50 degrees to 60 degrees Celsius. But you can't use that in Concords because it burns the leaves. So, and it's and sulfur is also disruptive and harmful to predatory mites. So here's some graphs, some data we collected. So this is GLRM and Z-Molly and Concord Buds, Yakima Valley, 2006 to 2008. The orange bars are the grape leaf rust mite, and the blue lines are Zetzelia moly. So here's the preliminary sample we did in October, and here's February and April, and then they move out of the buds onto the leaves, during the summer, so we don't sample buds in the summer. But then here again, the rust mite populations are there, but Zetzelia moly is always present in these Concords. And in April, there's even more of them than the rust mites. And these arrows are where the sulfur sprays would be in the spring if you could use them on Concords. Below is the buds in wine grapes. So here's some rust mites here, the orange. They do the sulfur sprays and, you know, that knocks out the population. And since they had such a big crop loss, they just repeated them the next year. So they're pretty much not a problem now. But you see there's no Zetzelia moly. There's maybe, I think I found five in one vineyard. Not like hundreds. Here's the leaves. Again, here's our preliminary sample on Concord leaves and on wine grape. So we don't sample the leaves in the winter, of course, they're in the buds. So here's some summer sampling, and I just love this blue line where the Zetzelia moly, there's such high numbers, it's awesome. There's eggs, and they're such a great little predator. And you can watch them, you know, because they're slow. So you can watch them feed. They don't dash about like the phytoceids. And here's some data from this past summer. So rust mites get really high in the Concords. You can see almost 3,000 there, but there's no damage. It's kind of crazy. And then, you know, they always have food, these Zetzelia, so they just stay on those vines. And here's the wine grape leaves in Yakima and Walla Walla. I apologize, I didn't put that on the graph. So that's that first where they lost all those wine grapes, the 2000. And David's going to talk about that, the threshold for that. And so then they did the sulfur sprays, and they're really happy now. They're like, oh. So the rust mites aren't there anymore. But this past fall, I noticed they were building up a little. They just don't have the predators. So our conclusions are that Concord vineyards have rust mite but no crop loss compared to wine grape vineyards. Zetzelia moly is present in Concord vineyards all year long. And winter feeding by Zetzelia moly may contribute to the decline in apparent biological control of overwintering populations of grape leaf rust mite. And no sulfur sprays keep predator prey populations at an acceptable level in Concord vineyards. I'd like to thank the summer crew and Cal Wellborn and Fred Bulow for a mite ID. Questions? I don't think I went 10 minutes.
We've still got a few minutes for questions. So.
Are there any other parasites they could use besides the sulfur? Did you explore that at all?
Well, you know, I'll let David answer that because he's going to give that whole talk just now. So I don't want to steal the show or anything. Thank you.
Any more questions? Yeah, there's no questions. Hold on. You're not off the hook yet. And if you could repeat the question into the microphone so that gets recorded as
okay.
Well.
Okay.
So don't you think that's more of a right than the great standard control?
Pardon me?
When you think that the effect is there, you're sitting there, more the effect of the right than the great.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The variety. Yeah, the variety.
Is it the variety of the great that's
oh, between varieties. Well, when the Cabernet did see higher numbers of rust mites. But you think because it's a juice grape, not a wine grape?
Yeah.
Well, that could be, you know. That could be because, you know, the Concord vineyards are older, so they have more hiding places. And the fact you can't use those sulfur sprays, you know, the predator mite populations have just built up. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes?
Is the rust mite considered to be native to North America?
He wants to know if the rust mite is native to North America. Yes? No. No. Sorry. But I'm sure someone here would, Dr. Amrine would know.
It's probably been here for 200 years. It came with grapes from Europe.
Thank you.
What?
Yes?
Do you see this in other grape, wine grape varieties too, besides Cabernet?
Yes, we saw it in some Chardonnay, but the Cabernets were really the most affected. And in Oregon, it was in some Pinot Noir and some Syrah.
Any word on Merlot?
We didn't sample Merlot. You know, the ones that had the most damage were the Cabernet.